Kenyans are very expectant about the explanation that the Supreme Court will give, because, one, the ruling which was given was read for 5 minutes. A lot of evidence that had come out shows that that election had its problems. Yet the Supreme Court declared it to have been free and fair, that it was held in accordance with the Constitution. Thirdly, they held that all the rejected votes must be excluded in terms of the additional votes for presidential candidates. And lastly, and more importantly, the Supreme Court, for the first time against the Constitution of the Republic of Kenya, relied on technicalities by excluding one of the very important affidavits for the petitioners. So the Kenyans are really waiting what explanation the Supreme Court is going to give, because this explanation will actually determine whether in 2017 anybody will want to file a petition in the Supreme Court.
Now,
if a good explanation is not going to come from the Supreme Court, I do not think, and I foresee, that in 2017 people will say, we will not go to that court at all. I will want to see how the Supreme Court is going to justify this issue on free and fair, when even their own audit revealed that there were a series of anomalies in the manner in which the elections were conducted, and yet they came up with the result that it was free and fair. We want to hear how the Supreme Court is going to interpret the issue of rejected votes. When the Constitution talks about the votes cast, what is the meaning of the votes cast? What is the difference in the votes cast, an invalid vote and a rejected vote? So those are issues that Kenyans are keenly waiting, because there have been rumors flying in and around, the Supreme Court judges were threatened. Some also say, coming up with rumors, they were compromised. So it is important that their ruling be credible, and their ruling should be something that the Kenyan people will be satisfied with, and saying that indeed this ruling followed the law, and it is a substantial ruling. One of the things that Kenyans have not been happy about is some of the statements coming from senior people like the Attorney General, saying that for the first time the Supreme Court has delivered a landmark ruling. How do you judge a landmark ruling when you don't even know the reasons? Landmark rulings are determined by the reasons given by the judges. So we haven't seen the reasons. So how can that ruling be landmark? So we are waiting for Tuesday.
A lot of people have been questioning how significant this explanation will be. Will it serve any purpose?
For now, whether the elections were conducted irregularly or not, to that extent, it will not serve any purpose, because, of course, you know that the president has already been sworn in. We have a new president in the country. They are already forming a cabinet. But the significance that this explanation will have is going forward, because if the explanation is not satisfactory, one of the things that is going to hit is the judiciary. People are going to look at the judiciary and say, is this the new judiciary we are expecting to serve the country? The other significance that is going to have is, going forward, will anybody be able to put their cases to the judiciary and say, I have trusted this institution that is going to be an impartial and independent arbiter of the cases that we have? So those are very key, significant issues that the Kenyans are looking at. And will it take us back to the year of 2008, when people said we are not going back to the judiciary? So those are things that are very significant for the people. The other thing is, over $10 billion was spent in putting up the electronic system for the IBC. It will be very disappointing for the people of Kenya if the court comes and says the IBC conducted those elections according to the rules. What happened to the electronic system? What happened to the taxpayers' money, about $10 billion which has been wasted? Is somebody going to pay back that money? Because, you see, if those issues are not answered correctly, it will determine whether we are going to trust, one, the IBC, whether we are going to trust the Supreme Court.
But hasn't the court been injured based on the unanimous decision it took about the presidential vote, despite the fact that there were evidence of voter irregularities during the vote?
Yes. The issue of a unanimous decision, it actually surprised most of us, because, you see, this is a highly contested election that six judges can sit and come up with a unanimous decision that elections were free and fair. That the first thing was a bit surprising. But we hope that in coming up with the ruling, they will be able to give a cogent and good results, Peter, for us to really say that this court actually looked at all the issues and they were satisfied that everything was in order. The other thing, you see, which I mentioned about Article 159 that says that the bedrock of the judicial decision must be based on substantive justice, not on technical issues, by excluding the affidavit of the petitioner, which actually carried a lot of evidence, saying that they do not have time to consider that affidavit. The question is, they did not have time to consider that affidavit, but they only took 5 minutes to read the ruling and said they are going to issue their reasons later. Why did they not take that affidavit? Hear what the affidavit was saying and saying that then they can come and deliver their five, because they have now taken all their time to write the ruling, they will have done the same. So this is also what raises suspicion. So the question that this raises is, had they determined to dismiss the petition from the outset? Did they know that they were going to dismiss the petitions, therefore there was no need to look at the affidavit? Why did they anticipate what the affidavit was going to say? Because the rule has also been, even if it is filed out of time, you validate it, because the most important thing is the evidence, not the time which it was filed. So these are some of the questions that we are really looking forward to these answers, you know, the unanimous decision, the answers that people are waiting and looking and waiting for these answers. If they are not satisfactory, too bad, it will injure the judiciary.
Some people are saying that, yes. Well, it's not, their explanation is no more important because their decision has already been made. So why cut a dead goat? The dead goat does not fear any knife.
No, those people are not right. The ones that are saying that because the decision has already been made, that it is not important, I think those people are not right. This is the Supreme Court of the Republic of Kenya. The people who filed the petition did not want to dispute this election in any other means because they had faith in this institution. If this is the institution the people of Kenya had faith in, and we look at the ruling and say this institution has let us down, it is important going forward. We will then decide, what do we do with this institution? Because, you see, it has proved that we do not have faith in it. Do this Supreme Court measure, or it is, you see, like somebody says, the more things change, the more they remain the same. Are we having the same system that is there? So it is not flogging a dead goat. Waiting for the explanation is not flogging a dead goat. Indeed, in Africa, we have had several Supreme Courts sitting down and handing out decisions. Those decisions have been used for over and over and over from the other countries. If this decision from the Supreme Court of the Republic of Kenya, one that is going to be used by other countries, for an example of a test case, we want also to be proud, you know, that our Supreme Court delivered one of the rulings that can be relied on by other countries in the years to come. But if they deliver a ruling which could have been written by a first-year law school student, then we will be able to say that really they let us down. The ruling which was read was not a passing. So I think it is important to know